Hi, Shane. Oh, no, Shane, I'm talking. You got to shut the door. And now we may have a special guest star.
Now the kids are in it.
I don't know. He's gone up. I know. Give me 5 minutes, Jude. You can come by later.
This is what it's all about.
Okay. So are we. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Or whenever you're listening.
Or whenever. Good afternoon. I cannot stop saying good morning. It's ridiculous. This is welcome back to our 51st episode of Dad So Hard. Last week, we just had our, I want to say half-life anniversary.
Reunion episode?
Reunion. It was a reunion episode. It was our golden anniversary because it was our 50th.
Yep.
And we are starting. I know. We don't really have, we've never done seasons, Danny, but I feel like if we did, this would be like the beginning of season two.
Season two. Okay.
Right. We're not going to mark it as season two, but this is gonna be the beginning of season two. I'm Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
And we are two dads, two guys who work, two friends who like to talk about dad life and the trials and tribulations of what we go through. Anything else, Danny?
No, that's pretty much it. You nailed it.
And we are excited. So we started this journey a year and a half ago. We have amassed a huge fan base, and we have met a number of people outside of the world that Danny and I live in. And we try to bring who we find, bring other dads into this conversation that we think qualify in the world of dadding hard. Right, Dan?
That's true. If you're a present dad, you're dadding hard.
Yeah, if you're dad, and there's one dad out there that from the jump that we started this, we got connected with and have been trying to get on the podcast. And by trying, it means Danny and I have probably done the failing of scheduling because he's been more than willing.
Yeah, that's to join. Actually true.
More than willing to join. And his name is Doc. Who on Instagram, Doc, you go by, I'm going to get this wrong, Patriot Heart Media, if you're on Instagram. But Doc, I already have your last name incorrect. How's it going?
So good morning, guys. I'll say good morning.
Say good morning. I can.
There we go.
This is how we roll. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. So, Doc, my shoot last name is Ashby, but I'm an author and I use a pen name. So more people probably know me numbers-wise as Doc Collins, the author, than the handful of people that know me walking around as or Titus and Maximus's dad. That's
I was gonna say I know you as Doc, the cigar smoking, very active father, really in shape, and has some good watches on the rotation.
There you go.
I feel you have some good watches.
Rockwell.
We want to jump into this, but we're coming off a weekend. Here in New York, it is Fall Fest, Doc. What is going on? You're in Virginia, correct?
Yes. I just relocated back home to Virginia.
Love that. Was that like a raven?
Gaggle. Yeah, super nature. Not a neighbor shouting. I came here from Long Island. I was living part-time. In Long Island, doing some work for another veteran company.
Wait, what city? What city? What town? Us Long Islanders make an impression. Clearly, we make it. You could not wait to get out. You were like, I've blacked out where I was on that.
So every 2 weeks, I would just leave from what I was doing on Friday to drive to Virginia.
Over
Long Island. As soon as I dropped my kids back off to their mom at 6 p.m. Sunday, I was back. Yes,
it was. He actually probably drove. Danny, he may have driven by your house. Did you go through Staten Island and the Outer Bridge crossing on your way off and on the island?
I went a number of ways because sometimes I would do like sales and I'd be in one of the different boroughs.
Yeah.
I would Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York to Williamsburg, Virginia.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, that's a rough.
That's a lot.
Rough. So then with your kids, you share. So we've actually had there's a number of things going on here, which is what I'm excited about. Yeah. Not only are you a veteran. So this is all about Veterans Day is coming up in about a month and a half from now, in November. Yep. I believe we may or may not have a huge veterans following in the military. If not, this is the beginning of it. And you're going to help us get there.
You're about to. Awesome.
right? Because there's, there's definitely different challenges that military men and women, but military dads face. And then you also have joint. Would you call it joint custody or shared custody?
Joint shared custody, as it's worded in the policy.
Nice. Okay. Which is a whole another dynamic of dadding, because I think some guys can have joint custody, which just means they can go party with the new wife and send a check-in, which is not a dad. That's not dadding hard if you're just gonna,
absolutely not.
Send the bill and run.
No.
So how do you? What is your? How often do you then see your kids?
So every other weekend, Friday 6 p.m. to Sunday 6 p.m. Nothing restricted from anything during the week. If they've got a school function, I'm there. If they don't have a school function, I might just show up.
Awesome. And
I like being available as a self-employed guy. I pay my bills in fitness, but I'm an author. So I can do field trips. I can do the stuff during the day that, a lot of times I didn't have the opportunity to when I was enlisted.
How have you handled? So I find as a father, when you go to the school events, the oddest part about going to the school events are the school moms, because they all look at you like, what are you? I feel like there's never that many dads that go. So when they're there, the moms are
You're saying just in general,
like when you show up, cause you probably do it more than I do. You have that flex schedule. So like you're probably, I would argue in Virginia, one of the only dads that's showing up to a field trip.
I would say the only, I'm not the only.
Okay.
I'm probably a cartoon character to the other parents.
That's the best way to be. Who is?
Well, I mean, last year this is my beard coming back, but I mean, I look like Aquaman for my son. Maximus was like, "Hey, Dad, you just look like Aquaman for Halloween." And this is like last year, and then he's like, "Can you just keep looking like that?" So he really dictated my image more than anybody else.
Amazing.
You see an Instagram, and so if the girlies show up and they're like, "I love your beard," so I go, "I got your answer for that. I'll shave it off. I don't care."
I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That is the best. How old are you? Remind our fans who do not know how old your kids are and how many you have.
So Titus is 11, and he is a new sixth grader in middle school here. Sure. Maximus is running third grade at DJ, and it's great. They're 8 and 11.
Yes, you're at some fun ages.
Yeah. And how far into the school year are you? Because we just started. Me and Danny are only two weeks in the New York cycle.
Same. We started on Labor Day.
Nice. And it's totally settled my kids. Like it's completely a game. I'm going into third grade and started kindergarten. And it's relaxed the entire household because now they're tired as shit at night and everybody's relaxing. It's a much the end of summer was maddening. It was too much chaos.
You just use that phrase that he hates so much.
Yeah.
It's not over, bro.
Exactly. It's not. It's never over. So now are both of your kids doing sports?
Yes. So they've played upward basketball. Titus has played upward basketball, which is like youth league around here. For 4 years.
Okay.
And played his first year last season, and he picked it up right away.
Yeah.
He's been our lacrosse player for 4 years, and Titus picked that up for his first time this last year.
Awesome.
And because Titus is bigger in that youth league, he jumped right into the mix. Now, I will go on record and say that Maximus can do anything physically, naturally, very well.
Yeah.
He killed it. The coaches were like, "Is this kid playing from like the next level up on basketball?" Because he knows where the ball is going to be. And I'm like, "He's a lacrosse player. He saw that that unfolding way
exactly."
But they had a blast. They love being each other's teammates. Titus receives coaching really well from Maximus. That's super cool to watch.
Like, yeah.
As a dad, I played sports. I probably played baseball and basketball for my father longer than I could or should have because everybody else kept growing and I just
stopped.
I was wondering, man, am I getting worse?
Yeah.
I know they're bigger. So I made a promise that I would not influence my son's sports or gameplay at all. Like if you start it, you finish it, you show up to practice, you know, all that, the principle. But no,
weren't trying to dictate what they did.
Never. When I think 4 years ago now, Titus said, Daddy, for Christmas, I would like a skateboard for the water, but with no wheels like you. And I'm like, a surfboard?
Yeah. Took me a second.
He says, but with no wheels. And I go, well, great. We'll get you a starter board and we'll do that. When it warms up, we'll be awesome. In the water.
So how do you coach how, because you were an athlete, when you watch them, like, because I've gotten crazy about being a soccer dad and soccer coaching. How do you, and I would assume coming from the military where I feel like there's a lot of intensity and rigor about stuff. Like, do you bring that into that? Like, how do you coach them, like side coach them or no?
I really love that the coaches are the coaches, and to keep from sowing discord or being that dad, I didn't sign up, you know, I didn't go into the coaches program. I didn't get a polo at the start of the season. So no, I encourage like crazy. I'm super vocal. I am that dad on the sideline.
Yeah. It's tough not to be.
Yeah.
But it's they've got cues. In the military, we picked up communication, streamlined communication. They know, like, Titans, if I yell Titans, like some dads whistle across the neighborhood, yeah. Titans, that's it. And they show up. I would let the boys go one or two aisles over in the supermarket to test, you know?
Yeah.
And I go, Titus. And I hear, Aru.
Oh my God, I love it.
That's awesome.
It came natural for me.
Yeah.
I need a word, Danny. How did you land on your word? It was just naturally, you just went for his.
Oftentimes people go, Titus, is that Greek? Are you Greek? Maximus from the movie?
Yeah.
It's so funny. He hates it now. He's like, that guy's a wimp. Like, no, it's Maximus is Maximus because he's the greatest. Titus. Yeah. Titus because he's the hero and defender. And then his middle name is Addison, so all of the sons of Adam or all of mankind, no pressure.
I mean, your kids do have some, like, totally forward-thinking hip names.
But, bro, when people say great names, I'm like, the great kids, wait till you meet them. Like, really, they own it.
How much of the naming between you and your ex-wife, how much was that bad? Like, was that you going, like, I had some cool names and she was like, let's do it? Or was that real? Because those two names are not on the normal baby.
I think she was just on board and I took the lead on that. I mean, if she were here right now, she would want to be, but I think she would agree with that.
Yeah.
I didn't belong first. There was a bodybuilder that I followed. His name was Craig Titus. And now he's a convicted murderer. But the name Titus means hero.
Yeah.
Or defender.
And right. You can't really disagree with that. Or like, you know, like how do you say, no, I don't like that.
Correct.
Right.
I'm and on.
That were Maximus Orion's the greatest light.
Yeah. Oh, love that.
You can just ignore me, right?
What
now.
Are you doing?
If you're watching this on video, I happen to be moving to see if I can improve.
Vinny's mobile right now.
I'm a mobile podcaster. No, I just wanted to improve for my Wi-Fi connection. This is how my house.
Oh, works.
It's a whole nother situation. So, hi, Shane. Oh no, Shane, I'm talking. You gotta shut the door. And now we may have a special guest star.
Now the kids are in it.
I don't know. He's gonna. I know. Give me 5 minutes, dude. You can come by later.
This is what it's all about.
You can come by. Give me 5 minutes and come back down.
Okay. Love that.
You will. It'll still be on in 5 minutes. Go come here.
And you maybe don't talk into the mic when you're talking.
What? Shane, look, you're on it right there. Look, there he is.
Oh, now we're going to special guest.
Say hi, Shane.
Hey, Shane.
You're on it. Yay. Okay, Daddy's finishing. We're having a conversation.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Shane, I need to finish. All right. God, this is real. This is real life. I can get your toy and then we'll
real.
I missed a little staircase I have.
Okay.
But I totally interrupted that train of thought, Doc, and I apologize.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's great.
You're saying
you love the Power Rangers.
I love get it too. Like, so you also, let's talk about for a second, you have your book. 1800.
1300.
Yep. I know, I'm very good at math. What got you into writing a book?
Okay. So the short story is I was exiting the Army, my second failing marriage. I was in a military family life counselor's office. And he says, Doc, you've got the gym thing down to work out your frustrations. Clearly, do you have any artistic outlets as a way of working out your unmet expectations, your romantic ideations? And I explained that I was not like Taylor Swift. I'm not mad at these ladies. I just got to work out.
Yeah.
So he said, start by writing it down. You can maybe sing about it later. And so I discovered, really, at 34 years young, I just found catharsis in writing. And then when my nurses stole my legal pad off of my cart when I wasn't looking, they go, this is what you're writing? And I'm like, oh, no, you think I'm a pervert? They're like, no, like, this is good. And you should keep going. And so they were my first test group of like military romance. When I say looking like I do, kind of a tougher exterior, I can be received one way. But when I say, I write military romance, they go, military,
So okay. I don't think I knew it was a romance novel. I thought, for some reason, I thought it was more of a memoir of your experience.
Not all, no.
Nice.
It is absolutely, it was misinterpreted at first. Like, I was literally writing what I hoped for, what I wanted in a relationship, and it wasn't, it's not 50 Shades. It's just more Nick Sparks with a machine gun, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
The female protagonist is a service member. So I flipped the script from having a damsel in distress being rescued by G.I. Joe. I thought that was played out enough.
Yeah, totally.
I just used both parts of my life. Like, I turned 29, I turned 30 at basic. So I lived before the Army. I knew there was life before that.
Right.
So I just took that part of me and made it isolate. I isolated that portion to Dalton, the male protagonist character, who's a B-list celebrity athlete. He played pro baseball. He'd been on TV, done commercials. So that's that part of me.
Nice.
The military side is hers. And I just said, she's only known this. So she's only known being a flight nurse, officer track, all that. So it is a lot. I am both characters.
I was going to say you almost divided yourself into the two characters.
Yeah.
Well, I will be purchasing I do a lot of purchasing of books, but I have to be brutally honest. I do.
Yeah,
a lot
you don't
of
read.
I read the front covers and the back covers. I'm not a reader. I like to flip through.
You get the gist.
I have the gist, but I do have a nice little bookshelf of things. So I'm going to add it there. But if we'll post the link. So everybody for the listeners, for our fans that are readers, we will make sure they go and get a copy.
And if you're non-readers, I'll be doing the audio. I'll be doing Audible. Yeah.
Yes. That's awesome. That's my style.
And from my understanding, I could be totally wrong, Audible only does the audio if a certain amount of copies are sold. So you're doing pretty well with it.
It's really been very well received.
Awesome.
It hasn't exceeded expectations, but it has done better than I think a lot of authors have high hopes for.
Yeah, totally.
It's the first in a 5-book series. The next one's due to come out Veterans Day. That's exciting. A new publisher.
Yeah. Okay. The fact you have a publisher. In fact, you have a publisher and you wrote a book. Danny and I, and I think this is for everybody who's listening, you have multiple work streams going on. I think what me and Danny have learned by doing this is when you have that idea and that dream of something you want to do, it's just taking that first step of doing it and then seeing what happens. Because I feel like everybody always asks us, like, why are we doing this? What are we trying to get out of it? And it's like, well, it's fun. And it's an outlet of what we want to do, but it is not, it may seem easy when you see the end product, but you don't see a lot of the work that goes into it. And a book in particular, because we've been trying to, this is sort of breaking news. Me and Danny are in the works of trying to write a book. I say we are writing a book. By trying, I mean it's a slow process. I write, Danny forgets to read the emails.
Oh, I read what you wrote.
You read what I read. He then validates. So we're attending it, but it is a lot of work.
It's so work. It really is. And if anyone will engage me in that conversation on the bricks and mortar of it, they go, well, when's the next one coming out? I'm going, how many books have you written?
Yeah, exactly.
No. So, they're labors. They're like children. They're like, but they take like five years. Labors of love.
Exactly. And who knows? This podcast is a gateway to so much for you guys.
Right.
Really, you could be like your kids could graduate and then you're on the TED Talk stage in 2032 talking about the great experiences and now your kids in the space program or whatever, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you never know. That's why I try to wear, we have our t-shirts. By the way, Danny, did you mail him a t-shirt yet?
I know.
Exactly. I have the word. That's him.
That's on me. That's on me.
I'm pointing at him on the video right here. Blame Danny. But I wore our t-shirt. We had a pride, the local town had a pride in Port Parade. It's like the school, parade. Yes,
Perfect. Perfect.
But I wore the t-shirt all week. I wore the t-shirt, not all week. I wore the t-shirt in the parade. And like it actually, like it's a conversation starter, and people want to know what it is, and you talk. And I do think it's you never know what it could grow into, which is exciting. We have about 7 or 8 minutes left, and we want to bring this into the new world, though. But let's talk first. We're going to have you go. We'll see who wants to go first. But we're going to talk about our dad wins and our dad fails. Anybody want to go first? A win or fail?
I'll kick it off with a fail. Okay, so this past weekend, September 14th, 15th, every year we always do apple pumpkin picking with the kids, like love it, get ready for the fall season. And we tried to get a super jump on it this year. September 14th, we did it. Went apple picking, great, picked apples. And then we did this farm, Happy Day Farm in New Jersey. And they have like fun stuff for the kids, hay rides, corn, sand pit, all that good stuff. And then when we got to the pumpkin field, they had a pumpkin field and a sunflower field. And we just kept seeing people leave with sunflowers. Why is no one getting pumpkins? This is odd. So we're going into the pumpkin field. We're the only ones there. We pick our like 3 or 4 pumpkins.
But are you picking them off the vines?
Oh, yeah.
The ones by me, just take all the pumpkins and put them in a big
bowl. Yeah, I don't like that.
And that's not pumpkin picking.
This is real deal.
It's stupid. It's like, go pick a pumpkin out of
the vine. That's why we go here. And then as we're walking, I'm like, Mary Jane, I don't think they have the scales. It's weird. I don't see anyone with pumpkins. And then I see a sign, October 1st starts pumpkin picking. So I'm like, all right, well, we're still with pumpkins. We can't do that. So kids, we got to put these pumpkins back. So we had to literally rip the pumpkins out of our kids' hands, put them down.
Oh,
quick temper tantrum.
Wait, say, Danny, before you get your win, not only were there no pumpkins picked, you did not notice that nobody else was walking around the field?
I noticed. We just kind of ignored it. We thought it was because we were so early, right, that no one else was really doing it yet. September 14th.
Yeah, you thought 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun's a-blazing, people are apple picking. Wow, nobody just decided to make a right hook over here to get pumpkins. We're going to break through.
That's what I thought. I thought we were just forward thinkers. As we're driving home, Mary Jane just veers off to the right and she goes, pumpkins. And there was a store that was selling pumpkins. So we had them pick out their pumpkins and then carved them later. So that was the win.
You carved them already? It's the middle of September. They're going to rot in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like the kids want to carve pumpkins. We carve pumpkins. We're basically just going to have to buy a new wave of pumpkins and carve those too, which I'm fine with. I like doing that stuff.
Okay.
Insane. Doc, what's your win or fail of the week, Doc?
The big win for the three of us was that I got them iPhones. When they had watches, like a Gizmo watch, there are only 9 contacts that you can load in.
Yes, those watches are. Those have started to be big in the elementary school here, and they're good.
Yes,
geolocation.
Right. So their mother got them watches. I thought, cool. Can you add my name and my phone number to it? She said, it's already full.
Come on.
But I'm the other half of what made it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I should have been the second name in.
You should have been number two.
So no room for me. She says, if you want to keep in touch with them, you can get them watches. Or phones. So I did.
Yeah.
And so
you're gonna block her number on the phone.
Oh,
that would be the best. That would be like, sorry.
I preset phone numbers and gave them cool contact pictures. Like, this is me. This is grandpa.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
Got custom ringtones. Awesome. I got the marshmallow ringtone. They're like, oh, sure. Oh, the Logic with, the whole thing.
That's actually the way to give a phone, though, is not only did you put the contacts in, but you put contacts with pictures to choose the photos.
And custom ringtones.
That's real high. That's the attention to detail that makes it.
That's a big win.
The dadding horn.
Chopped up in the cases, in the OtterBox cases, and ready to, like, here, these are your phones. They're like,
perfect.
Care, like, permissions, sure, but loaded preloaded Fortnite's on it, you know, kind of thing.
Love that.
Oh, wow, that's sweet.
That's a big win.
So, on the opposite side, that's a big win. What is the fail? Where is the mistake of the week?
The fail this weekend. I have the opportunity as a personal trainer to train people from all different ages. One of my clients is my 80-year-old music teacher from elementary school. So now I'm teaching her, which is really rad.
Yeah.
She dropped it in my ear that I could do like a build your own whatever for a meal. We've done like baked potato bars and stuff where you throw all the crazy stuff in it.
Yep.
She said, you have them build their pizza this weekend instead of just ordering it from the guy on the corner. And I was like, that sounds like a great idea. Yeah. I think I'll do that. And she says, you're just saying that you're not going to do it. And I was like, I'm going to do it. So the boys on, I guess, Saturday afternoon, right after breakfast, are going, what's for dinner? And so I said, well, it's pizza night traditionally. And they said, Capriccio, which is a spot around here.
Yep.
And I said, how about we build our pizza? And Maximus just looked at me like, out of what? I'm like, out of pizza ingredients. And so we went to the supermarket, got a whole bunch of crazy stuff. And we got everything except the crust.
Ooh.
I can't. I mean, first of all, the fact that you attempted to do this from scratch.
Unpack everything? Oh, you're mad because you're Italian and you're like, we make the crust.
And So when I do my pizza making, this is the Dunleavy trick. You go to, if I was you, I'd go to Carpaccio and say, give me $12. I want a deconstructed pizza. And they'll give you the dough separately, their sauce and their cheese. So their kids can make their own pizza at home. And then
and you know, it's going
to
taste good.
And it's three ingredients. You throw some oil. You have to do the dough. I like to do garlic and oil, then the sauce.
Yes.
And you have to put garlic and oil also on the pan that you're baking it in. And
right.
It's like a 10-minute, with some flour so it doesn't stick. It's a 10-minute process.
Right. Got it. For next time.
Yeah. That's a quick, that's a hard recipe for you.
I got the big rectangular. I'll send you the images, and you can put them up on the page if you want in the stories, because it is fun. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I made bacon in the skillet and put the bacon juices on there, and Titus is like, we could have used bacon bits. I'm like, that's dumb.
Yeah, no,
totally. I love it. Shane, get off. That's my work computer. My son is now on my other computer. He's trying to be on my pocket. I know that computer's not hooked up.
He's trying to log on.
I'm going to argue this is probably my dad fail of the week, because
this right now is your dad fail of the week. We're living through your fail of the week.
Shane, before we say goodbye, you want to come by and say goodbye to everybody, Shane Fast? Because we're going to sign off. We're going to say goodbye in a minute. Let's have a formal hello and goodbye.
Perfect. What's
bye.
Up, Shane?
Air.
Hi. What's up, Shane?
Bye.
Bye. So, Doc, tell our listeners. We should have done this in the beginning, and we'll make sure we're going to tag everything. But where can people? Don't turn it off. No, don't turn. You're going to go to the bathroom. Where can people find you?
And we're going to make sure we tell them as well.
Bye, bye.
Oh, bye, Shane.
He's going to tell you where you can find him.
Find him. He's on
the internet, and he wrote a book.
He's right there.
He's right there on the computer, though, too.
So I'm on Facebook, Doc Collins. I'm on Instagram at Patriot Heart Media. I have a landing page, patriotheartpress.com.
Thank you.
And I'm on Twitter at Real Doc Collins. I don't know. Do you have listeners? Are you through on LinkedIn? Find me on LinkedIn.
We got to get a LinkedIn, I think.
I have it on my LinkedIn profile, but we don't have a link. We don't have a Dad So Hard LinkedIn page. Do they have business? Do you have, is that a thing?
So yeah, I do public speaking. And so that's right. A thing I want to develop more of. I'd love to speak on leadership and service in the hospitality industry, in parenting.
Yeah.
And are
you going, did you sign up? So me and Danny are signed up for the Dad 2.0 Summit. Next, it's in Washington, D.C. It's around the corner from you. It's like in February.
Send me the link.
I'll send you the link to it. Because actually, I think today was the fourth day's date? They were asking for people to be speakers, but you can go. It's not that expensive, but it's like a dad blogger conference thing that we discovered. So
Great. We should go chop it. I'll bring some cigars. I'll bring some top shelf whiskey. It'll be fantastic.
Perfect. Yeah. We'll send that info to you. Listen, this is Doc. Well overdue time. Yes. We'll definitely
do this. I swear to God, your shirt's coming.
Yeah, and Danny's going to mail you your shirt. Wait, let him know your size. I'm assuming a large.
He did.
But make sure that the return address is there so I can send you some cigars ahead of time.
Beautiful.
And Danny, I won't mind. Just include mine. Yeah. Okay, thank you, guys. Listen, have a great week. We love it.
Okay, let me turn it off.
Thanks for listening.
Turn it off. All right, take it easy, guys.
Yeah, bye. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.